Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show on this Wednesday, June 26th. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the New York Times has revealed 700 additional music artists whose master recordings apparently went up in smoke at a big fire 10 years ago. They've been trying to cover this up for about 10 years. The Times have done some investigative reporting. Just heartbreaking stuff on music masters lost forever. Number two, things are heating up in Europe, quite literally. Temperatures expected to hit around 117 degrees Fahrenheit in France this week. I wonder if we'll still see those calls to ban air conditioning around the world. And number one, the House has approved billions of dollars to ease the humanitarian crisis at the southern border. House voting mostly along party lines. They now have to negotiate things with the Republican-led Senate. That always can be a bit of a thicket to wade into. We'll see what happens. Good morning. This Wednesday, June 26th. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show all across the great state of Michigan. Finally feeling like a bit of summer down here yesterday in Hillsdale, although I will tell you that I'm not exactly celebrating. I'm a fall-winter guy, right? For me, summer is what you go through. You have to trudge through the summer heat to find those beautiful fall weekends. And yes, even the snow and the cold of winter, I prefer to the heat of summer. 83 yesterday here in Hillsdale. I imagine a little cooler probably up in the northern part of the state. But hitting a string of 80s this week. My kids will be happy because we told them, we have a little kid pool. Well, it's not little, but it's also not, a permanent pool. And we said, as soon as there are three consecutive 80-degree days in the forecast, we can put the pool up. And that has not happened yet as of June 26th, but it is happening this week. So we're going to have to find a way to get that pool up this week, it appears. They're happy. I'm already feeling a little hot, to be quite honest. We'll deal. It'll be okay. Other thing I want to mention off the top here is, as I told you about in the tease, where I'm broadcasting with one hand tied behind my back. As Rush might say, brain tied behind his back. We have some limited internet connectivity here in Hillsdale this morning. I'm sure they'll fix it as soon as possible. What that means is I am broadcasting, as you can hear, because it's an IP to IP connection, so that's unaffected by whatever this connectivity issue is. But all the other ways that I usually access the internet, I can't. So it's not quite broadcasting in 1985 or so, because what I'm doing is hotspotting an internet connection from my mobile device to a laptop. So, but that laptop is not the usual computer I use to prep and get ready for the show. So I am confident we'll bring you a quality show. I'm hopeful you will not notice a difference, but, we're transparent here. Tell you about our struggles when they do pop up. Coming up on today's program in hour number one, we'll talk with Gregory Wrightstone, author of Inconvenient Facts. What's happening out in Oregon? Actually, some news yesterday in Oregon on the climate action plan. Republicans had left the state house, so they would not have a quorum to vote on that. It looks like there might be some news. Talk about that. Julie Gundlach in hour two. Larry Alex Taunton also in hour two. Then finally in hour number three, Ron Rademacher and Fred Lucas from the Daily Signal, a big piece on voter fraud in the Daily Signal. He's the White House correspondent there. We'll talk with Fred Lucas in hour number three. And along the way, get you prepped for tonight's Democratic debate. The next two mornings, Thursday morning and Friday morning here on the Steve Gruber Show, will be a heavy debate reaction. Hopefully, as long as everything cooperates, we'll have some audio for you from the debates both Thursday and Friday morning. Phil Wegman, our friend from Real Clear News, will join us both mornings, different times, but both mornings to break down the debate from the night before, and our usual cast of characters as well. The very first time these 20 Democrats, 10 each night, will get on stage and, I was going to say debate the big ideas, but who am I kidding? Try to pander to the lowest common denominator and perhaps, use taxpayer funds to do that. So many great ideas, I'm sure, to come the next two debate nights down in Florida. I am Scott Bertram, by the way, the general manager of the student radio station here in Hillsdale College. also teach journalism down here at Hillsdale. You can find my podcast, podcasts. I have multiple. One called Political Beats via National Review. All the fine places podcasts are found this week. Matt Welch from Reason joins us. We talk about the Beach Boys, their career up until Pet Sounds, the first, not half, but the first portion of their career. And then, of course, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard over the weekend on many of these fine radio stations, but also available in podcast form. And you can find that, too, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. That's new each and every Friday. You'll find the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And that's we just try to bring you on campus as best as we can through the magic of audio, the conversations, the debates, the things that are being talked about here on campus, and the activities, too. It's pretty fun. I host. You'll hear my voice on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. All right, news from overnight. The House approving billions of dollars to ease the humanitarian crisis at the southern border. Speaker Nancy Pelosi wins a victory after days of battling with her caucus's hard left flank. The House voting 230 to 195, mostly along party lines, to approve $4.5 billion for the border. Nancy Pelosi saying last night, the situation is child abuse. It is an atrocity that violates every value we have. Today, our legislation is a vote against the cruel attitude toward children of this administration. There's a story I'll bring to you a bit later. If you haven't heard this yet, there's it's not a furniture maker, just an online retailer. Employees are protesting, walking out because they are selling beds to the government. So I guess in their minds, it's better if these kids sleep on the floor than beds if they don't want to be the ones providing beds to the government. It's a very strange logic. Back to that a little bit later. Democrats now dive into negotiations with Senate GOP leaders. Tough bid to get the long-delayed aid package signed into law before leaving town Thursday. That's tomorrow, for a week-long recess. That seems hard to believe that will get done. Unclear if President Trump will sign the final bill. He's looking for some changes in asylum law in exchange for permanently calling off the mass deportation raids, which were scheduled to begin this past weekend. All but four Democrats backed the legislation. I bet you can guess who they were. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, and Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts, the four far-left radicals in the House. They, of course, won't be painted that way. Recall when you know, you had a handful of House Republicans, Freedom Caucus, or Tea Party people, who would not vote with the party, and they were painted as being like the most far extreme of the party and out of step and trying to sabotage leadership, and can guarantee that these four won't be painted in that way. Four Republicans voted in favor of the bill. Three. Will Hurd of Texas, Chris Smith of New Jersey, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. Despite GOP leaders' attacks on Democrats for their handling of the issue and that Trump veto threat. So that now heads to the Senate. Negotiations will continue apace to see if they can get something done before they intend to leave town on Thursday. We'll hear a bit more from the Kellyanne Conway interview from Fox and Friends day or two ago in a moment. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.